Welcome to this episode of the Pharmaceutical Executive Podcast. I'm Miranda Schmalfus, Group Social Media Editor for Pharmaceutical Executive. On this week's episode, Associate Editor Don Tracy speaks with Jinsong Wang of Nona Biosciences about their recent exclusive license agreement with Pfizer for the development and commercialization of HBM9033. But first, a word from our sponsor, and we'll be right back with Don and Jinsong.
Hey there, Andy Studnut, co-host of the Applied Clinical Trials podcast here. Check out brand new episodes of the ACT podcast every 2 weeks on Tuesdays at 10. And you can find past episodes plus much more by logging on at AppliedClinicalTrials.com.
So there's been a growing body of research demonstrating the efficiency of antibody drug conjugates in the treatment of cancer. Can you discuss the role of these ADCs in targeting cancer therapy?
Sure. ADC is a new class of agent used for treat of malignant tumor. This is uniqueness about this class of therapeutics is that it consists of three components. It is described as a biological missile. So the three components, including the guide, you can consider it a GPS. So it's the antibody. So antibody is a biologics molecule with specificity binding to the tumor cell component. We call it antigen. So in that sense, antibody provide the directions, specificity where to bind, where to take this molecule to the target area, target tissue, target cell. In this sense, is a tumor cell. The other part of it is we call the linker. By definition, is to link the antibody, which is the guide, with the we call it payload, which is a highly toxic component to kill tumor. So the linker is the binding, linking the antibody to the cytotoxic drug, which is called the payload. So this is a chemically engineered component to be able to stably circulate and also be cleaved or broken down once the ADC drug reach the cancer cell. So the other component I would call the payload is the potent cytotoxic drug. These are highly toxic chemicals. Often too potent, used directly to treat the cancer patient in this systematic way. However, if they are linked to the antibody being guided to specifically to the tumor cell, and that's what the ADC drug is about, can specifically destroy cancer cell in a specific setting. So that's what the ADC is about. Is more precise targeting of cancer cell using chemically engineered component to bring the toxic agent to kill cancer. So the first drug of this type being cleared, approved by FDA was 2000. And since then, more than 15 drugs of this type has been approved by FDA. So it's quite exciting to see this type of agent getting to the clinic to treat patients, despite up and down to deal with quite few, you can imagine, technical challenges that to today's setting. So we see quite few programs in preclinical and in clinical development that, you know, more to come to solve the challenging issues, the unmet medical needs for patients suffering from cancer and others.
Excellent. Very well thought out. So second, recently, Nona Biosciences entered into an exclusive license agreement with Pfizer for the development and commercialization of HBM9033, antibody drug conjugate targeting MSLN. Can you elaborate more on what that partnership's going to entail?
Sure. This is our most of many global partnership. And it was announced sort of weeks ago. So this is HBM9033. That's a drug candidate already cleared the US FDA IND, ready for clinical trial. So this is a ADC drug, as we mentioned, specifically targeting human cell expressing an antigen called a mesothelin. And this is a tumor-associated antigen, we call it TAA. And these antigens are upregulated, expressed higher in a various solid tumor. So in that sense, using the antibody targeting this particular agent led to directly binding to the cancer cell. So for the human monoclonal antibody in this molecule, HBM9033, and it's a derived from our proprietary technology platform called Harbor Mice. It's a transgenic mice producing 40 human antibody directly once you immunize the antigen, and processing a well-tuned property exhibiting reduced binding to shedding of mesothelin. It was a component of the mesothelin, while maintain a very strong binding and internalization to membrane bound to the cancer cell. So in that sense, has a unique binding property and led to the more concentration to the tumor cells, but not in the circulation. So this is a very exciting a new molecule, antibody derived from our technology, known as technology, to provide a really good foundation to build an excellent ADC molecule. We have assemble the molecule and test it in our laboratory and submit all the package for FDA, received an IND clearance a second part of the year in 2023. So the partnership was Pfizer. It is a continuous engagement initially was Seagen and recently acquired by Pfizer. So through this partnership, we have been able to access the expertise accumulated at the Seagen, one of the best ADC company in the world, but also through the acquisition of Pfizer. And this program will have access to the massive global clinical development, potentially down the road, commercialization platform ability of Pfizer. And so the purpose of this partnership is to maximize the value of the assets coming out of our technology, Harbor Mice, and also our team at Nona. Through the partnership, we anticipate and that we have direct access of this global infrastructure to be able to test these agents in the clinical setting at a global level with much richer, broader infrastructure platform and reach more patients down the road.
Can you provide your thoughts on the potential implications for cancer treatment and the future of biotechnological research resulting from this partnership?
Sure. The partnership, as I mentioned, the impact of those in terms of access to the platform resources at highest level, but also the molecule itself, because as a unique property, potential first in class of this type of ADC agent, we consider that we'll fill some of the unmet medical needs currently not available to patients. This partnership will lead to significant advancement in cancer treatment because of the novel innovation of this molecule, and especially for mesothelin expressing cancer cells, which lack treatment in the past. But definitely that developed ADC will offer targeted and effective therapy for cancer patient of this type, and will provide additional option and for patients in multiple patients, improve the patient outcome and quality of life. And also through these partnership, we can see that further validate our current biomedical technology research, the innovative program coming out of biotech company such as Nona, through partnership to reach broader patients. Those combination of expertise, resource, and technology will pave the way for new insights, methods, possibly more breakthrough in ADC and target therapy and beyond. So to further validate the collaboration model between biotech and big pharma. So in this, we see that this is just the beginning or continuation of what Nona has been doing and to coming up with truly innovative, differentiated innovative programs through working with partners around the world, including Pfizer. And before that, we have also working with other partners such as Moderna in a novel the therapeutic development. So we really position Nona as the leader in technology and the therapeutics innovation to work with the partner to reach more patients and to realize the value of our technology and also innovation.
Excellent. Seems like a very exciting time for your organization right now, I must say.
Indeed.
You know, I know you alluded to it before, but can you tell us more about the Harbor Mice platform?
Sure. Nona Biosciences is built on industry-leading technology platform and also the experienced team tuned in for a truly innovative drug discovery effort. Of course, with a very flexible partnership model from co-discovery to service to technology license. At the core of Nona business is this technology we call the derived from Harbor mice. It consists of two transgenic mice line. One we call the H2L2 is producing the regular size wild type antibody, which we see normally in most of the antibody drug on the market or in clinical development. The other is called a heavy chain only antibody. It's only produced the heavy chain part of it. It is a human version of a unique antibody from some of the mammals, such as a llama, shark, etc. This platform provides a unique foundation to build a next generation innovative molecules such as bispecific antibody, immune cell engager, and also suitable for ADC. And so this gave us a lot of options to drive the technology innovation. So at this point, Nona has moved on between, in addition to the traditional transgenic mice, into the next wave of a technology innovation field we call Antibody Plus. So at this point, we have four major focus for technology innovation and business. One is antibody engineering. As I mentioned, that this technology provides us to build a normal molecules in a heavy chain only antibody, monoclonal antibody, biparatopic, and bispecific, multispecific, etc. So in this area, we have worked with industry giants such as AstraZeneca and also biotech company up in Cambridge, Massachusetts, Cullinan Oncology. In addition, we use this technology to combine with linker payload and build a new generation of ADC. So the partnership between us, Seagen, and Pfizer is the example of that. In addition, we have working with other ADC companies such as Mystic Therapeutics in Cambridge, LegoChem in Korea, etc. Really to build a next generation molecule such as ADC. In addition, these particular technology, especially the heavy chain only antibody, provide a unique tool to build a next generation high efficiency library to build next generation CAR T, which is the main form of cell therapy. This gave us a new area to realize the technology value. We have working with scientists at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, Harvard Medical School in Boston, and really prepare the advancement in this field using our technology. The other area is into AI, artificial intelligence, working with expertise in the field and partners, and we have been using our novel technology to get into how to using the deep learning artificial intelligence to broaden our ability to generating challenging targets and next generation antibodies. So as you can see that we have moved beyond the classic Harbor mice antibody technology into antibody plus, provide a various way of a field for technology innovation. So we do very excited. And so the most recent Pfizer deal that just further validate in one of our area, in addition that to the bispecific, we have working with AstraZeneca, Cullinan Oncology, ADC, in our in terms of our technology innovation, our ability to generate novel therapeutics had been validated by our partners such as Seagen and Pfizer.
Wonderful. All right. So lastly, are there any other promising agents in Nota Biosciences pipeline that you would like to highlight currently?
Sure. Because of the high efficient platform such as Harbor mice, we can generate almost all intended targets using our platform. As being able to generate with high efficiency a various type of antibody, such as GPCR, ion channel, and other very challenging targets. And with this, we're also working with our partner, including Harbor Biomed, is another division called Harbor Therapeutics, the generating therapeutics targeting solid tumor. Where in addition to the partners we just mentioned, we're seeing that the Harbor mice has generating molecule, more than 18 of them has been into clinical stage to further validate the technology's and maturation. At this point, we have more than 50 partners around the world, big pharma, such as Pfizer, Eli Lilly, and also a major biotech company, as I mentioned, Moderna, and many others using our technology and to generating innovative molecules. Of particular note, I would like to highlight two molecules coming out of Nona's technology. One is we call it HBM4003. It's a porostobat, P-O-R-U-S-T-O-B-A-R-T. So this is the only heavy chain only antibody coming out of Harbor's HCAP technology. This molecule has gone through rigorous preclinical and early clinical testing, further validate the technology platform. Of course, all the innovation ability of our team to build a molecule fit for the clinical needs. So this is a next generation of CTLA-4 agents. It consists of properties, not just a classic co-stimulatory pathway for T cells, using the BMS proven drug, ipilimumab, but more importantly, through ADCC enhancement, led to potent and 100 times more potent of regulatory T cell, the Treg depletion in tumor. So this position a new property as a new way of treat solid tumor. At this point, there's close to 200 patients being dosed worldwide in various solid tumor and in hepatocellular cancer, HCC, and neuroendocrine carcinoma, and also melanoma as well. So this is further enhance our the ability to using the novel technology built a differentiated molecule to treat cancer in a way an other form of format cannot achieve. The other molecule I would like to highlight is HBM1020. This is the molecule already in phase one trial in the United States. So this is a monoclonal antibody targeting an agent called a B7H7/HHLA2. This is all capitalized. So this is a unique antibody targeting this agent and related to T cell and NK cell activation activity, and was effective cancer treatment ability in preclinical setting. It expressed in a way different from the agent from normally familiar such as PD-L1, and this is most popular expression pattern or targets currently in immuno-oncology. So this provide a unique angle complementary to the current therapy. So you know, the PD-1, PD-L1 axis, although it's popular, but still 80% patient does not have efficacy. So we hope that we, through this different expression pattern, and our agent will be able to treat a broader range of cancer patients. And once again, this agent is already in clinical trial in the US, and we anticipate with effective operation clinical trial, and we should be able to deliver the phase one data in the near future.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode of the PharmExec podcast, where we take you behind the headlines to provide expert tips from industry leaders. Remember, you can always find us on the web at pharmexec.com, on Twitter at PharmExec, and on Instagram at PharmExecutive. The views on this podcast do not reflect those of MJH PharmExec's parent company or our advertisers. For editorial questions or to get in touch with our editors, please email us at pharmexec@mjhlifesciences.com. And for sponsorship opportunities, please go to pharmexec.com/advertise. Thanks again for joining us, and we will see you next time.